Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Donald Trump can't seem to stop violating his gag order in the porn star hush money cover-up case. I mean, just the title of the case says a lot. The porn star hush money cover-up case. So now there's going to be a hearing next week to decide what to do about it, and sending him to jail might be one option.
Judge Juan Merchan moved a hearing on the former president's alleged gag order violations to next Thursday, avoiding a conflict with Trump's scheduled campaign events next Wednesday. Merchan had initially set the hearing for next Wednesday, the trial's regular day off. Trump is scheduled to hold two campaign events that day. The hearing pertains to a prosecution request that Trump be penalized for violating his gag order this week on four separate occasions. The order bars Trump from making comments about witnesses and others connected to the case. Merchan is already deciding whether to hold Trump in contempt for previous alleged gag order violations. I'm Norman Hall.
David Pecker was on the stand again today, friend of Trump, and he was the head of the National Enquirer. He says he spent 2015-2016 running interference for the Trump campaign.
At former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York, a former tabloid publisher testified he scooped up possibly damaging stories to shield his old friend. David Pecker says he paid out tens of thousands of dollars to keep those stories from the public eye. But when it came to the steamy claims by porn performer Stormy Daniels, Pecker said he put his foot down. The testimony is a critical building block for the prosecution's theory the Trump-Pecker partnership was a way to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election. Once the session wrapped up, Donald Trump said,
"Today was breathtaking. In this room, you saw what went on. It was breathtaking. And amazing testimony."
Stormy Daniels was eventually paid by then Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen to keep quiet over her claim of a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump. The former president denies it happened. I'm Ed Donahue.
You know, this is really it's interesting because there are people, if I say something negative about Donald Trump, which is not it's negative about Donald Trump, but it's true. It's in the news, and it's a negative story about Donald Trump. Conservative radio talk shows don't cover those stories. They just cover the negative things about Biden and attack Biden. And I don't know why providing an alternative and presenting true information that is negative about Donald Trump is somehow un-American or somehow doesn't seem like it's appropriate. There were media outlets, Fox News also, but the National Enquirer, I mean, some people, I guess, believe some of those stories, but there were media outlets that were doing all they can to use their platform to get Trump elected. And there were some liberal media outlets that were doing all they can to get Biden elected. And it seems like no matter how much the media tries, you know, sometimes a Republican wins and sometimes a Democrat wins. So the media is not so powerful as to always be able to determine the outcome of elections.